The legislature today passed the halfway mark of this year's 90-day session. So far, members have passed and sent to the governor one bill, a housekeeping measure that extends the Joint Armed Services Committee. Meanwhile, nearly half the members are in the nation's capital, and no committees, meetings, or hearings are scheduled until next Monday. Joining us from the Capitol in Juneau is APRN's Dave Donaldson. Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
Well, Dave, is it a fair statement to say this seems like an extremely slow start compared with other years?
It certainly does. And the thing is, we're being dragged in all different directions to try to follow what's not happening. You know, we identified 6 weeks ago a long list of bills that needed to pass or that would likely pass, issues to settle. We've only seen a very few of them even move from their original committees. You know, if you look, though, I mean, that's the reality side of it. However, if you look at it as the essentials that have to be done, they are far ahead of where they need to be right now. And you limit the essentials particularly to the budget. The operating budget is in the House, is scheduled on the floor at the end of next week, Thursday, I believe. They expect some Senate changes to be, you know, back into the Senate for changes the following week. You know, they've been trying and spending a lot of time trying to coordinate the state's normal budget with the economic stimulus money from the federal government. And if you look beyond that, there's very little that absolutely must be done this year.
So what's on that short list of essentials?
Oh, I would think that the Power Cost Equalization Program bill and the Emergency Energy Relief bills, but those are both still in their first committees. A bill allowing emergency assistance to be extended in, you know, situations that don't quite meet the formal definition of a disaster. It's called the Compassionate Aid Bill. There's a transportation package that submits projects for the National Economic Stimulus Plan. It's not even scheduled in committee, but the national deadline is in 5 days. I don't know how they're going to resolve that. And there's another bill that will set up a task force to oversee and coordinate the economic stimulus money coming into the state. That could really start working next week. It was sponsored by Anchorage Republican Lisa McGuire and endorsed by U.S. Senator Mark Begich. The bill was introduced on the in-state gas line read into the record on Monday. We're written to fit into a time frame with an initial June 1st deadline. So there are some essential bills, but right now they're just not being heard.
Dave, what are you hearing? Where are lawmakers putting their emphasis?
Well, they have been putting it, and I'll give them full credit for putting the emphasis on the budget. They had some problems when Representative Hawker, the House Finance Co-Chair, was out sick for approximately a week or so, but they've picked that back up. They're onto a nice, good schedule there. They have been doing an awful lot of work on the stimulus money that's coming in. But beyond that, their emphasis, for example, next week's list of hearings. They have a full 3 days of hearings in the Judiciary Committee on parental consent for abortions. There may be a vote on the death penalty bill the week after next. The divestiture from Darfur has made it through a committee, but it's not even scheduled in its final committee in the House. Plus, it's got to start with the Senate. So, you know, they are putting their emphasis on the budget, some on the economic stimulus. I just don't see any other top priorities, even among the bills that they might need this year. That's about it.
Sounds like there's a lot to do. Can they get everything done in the next 45 days?
You know, when they finally set their minds to the fact of what they want to do and come up with those, you know, this is important, this is not important, yeah, they can do it. We could see a really good, busy end of the session, 45, 6 weeks or so here coming up. They could just be, set new records for speed, and they can do it. I mean, I've seen legislatures deal with this in the past, and they can very easily take care of that.
Sort of seems like there's a danger in getting things done in 45 days and then a call to shorten the session yet again.
I was joking with friends this morning and told them, maybe we ought to go to a 60-day session and that way keep people here.
Well, Dave, thanks for that update.
My pleasure.
APRN's Dave Donaldson reporting from Juneau.